Well, it's been way too long since the release of our last episode, which added to our list of characters Robert Goddard, the real Rocket Man, back in Roswell of the 1930s. Now that my studio is available again, here's the seventh episode in the second season of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C., Before the Crash.
So Orb's little unexpected time turn to the Roswell of the mid-1930s had become quite an adventure. Robert Goddard's supersonic rocket had knocked us off course just enough to separate us from Orb and his two reluctant passengers.
And on our way to find Orb, we had encountered Olga, a spy who was willing to do anything to get what she wanted. Luckily, we were able to temporarily trap her with an instant barrier creator long enough for us to go back to our search for Orb. But that was not before she expressed an interest in Tolip.
An interest Tolip didn't quite know how to handle. In fact, I thought I saw him blush several times as we headed quickly toward the gunshot we'd heard earlier. You know, she didn't look so bad for someone from this planet.
Look who's talking! I've seen you looking googly-eyed at women of every size and shape on more planets than I can count.
Yeah, but she was looking googly-eyed at you.
Will you two stop already? We need to reach Orb. Can't be much farther.
I'm sorry, Neela. I just couldn't resist.
Sounds like you can't resist a lot of things.
Ha! Gotcha there.
I think I can see a little building about a mile away. Hurry up.
How do you know how far a mile... Oh, right, yes. I forgot. You've been here before. And you two still haven't told me why you've been going at each other these past few days.
Oh, well, it was nothing, really. I was just giving Miss Neela here a hard time. Ain't that right, Miss Neela?
Yes, Ryan. It was just Tolip having some fun.
Well, you sure had me fooled. I got the impression you were both hiding something from me.
Why would we do that?
Well, forget it. Let's see how fast we can cover this mile, or whatever it is. And while we were covering that mile, I focused once more on my original case, finding Neela's brother Orb.
And it seemed we were closer than ever. Although I still felt there was something else I didn't know about Neela, about Orb, and about the strange way Tolip was treating me. My feminine side was hearing all kinds of alarms going off.
But all of that had to wait. We were not far from Orb. What we didn't know was that Orb was getting ready to leave Mr. Goddard and get back to his ship.
Well, sir, I guess I'd better go. Hopefully those plans you sent with my friends will be convincing enough.
Oh, they will be. The German scientists will be very interested in most of what they'll see.
Most?
Yes. What they won't know until it's too late is the fatal flaw that I discovered after launching that one.
It sounds like you failed a few times.
Oh, more than a few.
May I ask you a question?
Of course.
What makes you keep trying?
At first, it was just the dream of one day reaching the moon, or the planets. But now...
Now what?
Well, now it's become a race to see which nation can twist the technology in order to use it as a weapon. And I certainly don't want that nation to be Germany.
I guess that's a problem in every galaxy.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, I'd really better go. It's been nice to meet you, sir.
Well, and you as well. Well, if you have any trouble fixing your car, come back and get me. I'm pretty handy, you know.
Thank you.
While Orb headed toward his ship, the German spy was looking over the plans Goddard had sent with Grud and his boss.
And he was looking over those plans much more carefully than Grud and his boss had expected.
So, you were able to steal the plans after all?
Of course! We told you we would!
So, why did you save that man's life? I thought we had decided he was expendable.
You're right! We did, but my friend here tripped and fell into the guy. He didn't mean to. Right, Grud?
Sure, boss. I tripped. That's what happened.
Well, these plans make up for it, I think. Are you sure these are his latest plans? They look familiar.
Ah, yeah. They're his latest, all right. And they've got his latest ideas. You won't believe what he's been experimenting with now.
Is that right? I see nothing new on these plans.
You don't?
That's because he told me what he was about to put in the plans. Do you want to see?
Of course. I need to take something back with me.
Do you have something to write with?
Yeah.
Let me add something to this part of the plan.
What is that you are drawing? I've never seen anything like it.
It's something I think will make your bosses very happy. It's on all the ships in our galaxy.
What?
Grud!
Sorry, boss. I meant it's just something Mr. Goddard seemed pretty proud of.
All right. I think that's enough. You take that back to whoever you go back to, and I'll bet they'll be amazed.
All right. But you'd better not be trying to trick me. I will come back and find you.
It's not a trick. We promise.
Yeah, we promise.
You'd better pray we never meet again.
I don't think we ever will. Grud, why did you do that?
Do what?
You drew the plan for one of our ships.
Yeah, I thought that might convince him.
Grud, you just gave this Germany, or whatever it's called, a way to jump ahead of Mr. Goddard and everyone else on this planet.
I did?
Didn't I tell you to let me do the talking? Didn't I?
You sure did, boss, but I...
So you were able to get rid of him? Good.
Yeah, I gave him the plans for...
We gave him the plans for Mr. Goddard, didn't we, Grud?
Sure, boss. We gave him the plans for Mr. Goddard.
I really don't care, as long as you got him to leave, which is what we need to do right now.
So when we finally reached Mr. Goddard, Orb was heading back to his ship.
It seemed our timing was always just a bit off.
Sir, sir, we heard a shot coming from this direction. Are you okay?
Well, yes, I'm fine. No one was hurt.
No one? Was there someone else here?
Well, yes, a very nice young man. He just left, in fact.
Just left? Ryan, we missed him.
Can you tell us which direction he went?
Well, of course, just over there. I'm afraid he's already in his car and gone.
In his car?
Yes, I heard the engine start. Although it seemed much louder than most cars.
I'm sure it was. Sir, would you mind if my friend here takes a look inside your little building? He's very interested in the experiments you're doing. Aren't you, Tolop?
I am. Oh, yes, of course I am.
Well, it seems like a lot of people are interested in what I'm doing these days. I suppose I can show you a few things.
Tolop, we don't have much time.
Got it. So, tell me about these... what do you call them?
Rockets.
Yes, rockets. You first, please.
What was that about? We need to go...
Didn't you hear? Orb is obviously already in his ship and about to take off, which Mr. Goddard does not need to see.
Of course. So he's gone again?
I'm afraid so.
So now what?
We go back to our ship and get back on his tail. Tolop?
Yes?
We can go now.
But I was about to show him the plans for today's experiment.
All right, to take a look.
But make it quick. Orb just took off.
In his car.
All right, I'm coming. Sir, what would happen if you changed this to look more like this?
I'm not sure. I haven't thought of that before. Where did you...
All right, let's go. Good luck with your next experiment, sir.
Well, my next experiment might just include your idea. Are you sure you don't need a ride back to your car?
No, we're fine. Thank you anyways.
Ryan, this nice gentleman is offering to drive us over to our car, which would be much faster than walking.
But our car is...
Our car is on the other side of that hill. I think he could let us out on this side, and we can walk the rest of the way. And we can get where we need to go much faster.
All right, then. I guess we'll be taking you up on your offer.
I hope this car ride is better than the horse ride I just took.
My Jeep may not be much better than a horse, but it'll get us there. Let's go.
We piled in the Jeep and took a roundabout path back to our ship. In fact, it took much longer than Neela had hoped.
Mr. Goddard told us a few stories on the way. He was quite the interesting man, let me tell you. We learned a lot during that ride about where this planet was in terms of rockets and other related technology, but we also learned a little of the politics behind it all, and it wasn't pretty. Mr. Goddard seemed like someone who could handle the pressure that comes with a planet-changing invention, but it sounded like there were others who were not so ready.
However, that was not our problem or our mission. We needed to follow closely enough to Orb to be able to track his T-squared. So as soon as Mr. Goddard drove away, we took off, and because of Tolop's skills, we were soon within tracking range. Orb was once more headed through time, and it looked like his next stop would be the present, which on Earth was the year 1947. While we were tracking Orb, the other pieces in our chess game were making their own moves. Remember Junior and the Wise One?
You do know that forcing me to come with you was not a wise decision, don't you?
Well, whether it was wise or not, I don't know. What I do know is that was the best way to find this nice young fella you was talking about.
Are you sure this was the direction he was heading?
Yes, I'm pretty sure he was heading for that planet.
Oh, that one there? Why do you say that?
Because I saw his guidance system when he was getting on his ship, and that was the planet it showed. Why are you so interested in him?
I told you already. My mama's a rude abeezy cake. Oh, if I can bring that nice young fella back with me, I can have all the rude abeezy cake I can eat. And that's a lot.
I'm sure it is, but from what you told me about your mama, I'm not sure any cake would be worth doing what she wants you to do.
Ah, that's just because you've never had a piece of her rutabaga cake.
That's true, but I've tasted something better, and I'm pretty sure your mama never let you taste it.
Better than rutabaga cake? I don't think so.
A lot better.
Wait, a lot better?
A whole lot better.
A whole lot.
Do you want to hear about it?
Well, we're almost to that planet, so talk fast.
Your mama's kept you under her control all your life, right?
Well, I guess so.
She knows just how to manipulate you to do whatever she wants, like promising you a...
rutabaga cake? Yeah, I can't wait for that first bite, and the second, oh, and the third.
Do you want to know what she's never let you taste?
You mean the thing that tastes better than a rutabaga cake?
Your mama's never let you taste freedom. The freedom to become your own person. Not just doing everything someone else wants you to do.
And that's better than rutabaga cake?
It sure is. So you think about that before we find this nice young fellow your mama wants you to bring back to her.
Oh, all right. Oh, by the way, we're here. I'll land this thing and then I'll go get this nice... Oh, shoot. Now you went and got me all confused.
I don't think you're confused. You already know what to do.
So Junior and the Wise One were about to land near Roswell in 1947, while Dar, Rafe, and Radir were already there, waiting.
Where is he? Why did I let you talk me into heading to the present? He must have made another time turn.
I thought you said this was your idea.
No, it was definitely your idea.
But you told the Grand Leader it was your idea, so you'll be blamed, and I'll soon take over the mission.
You will not!
Will you two be quiet? I'm taking a nap.
We'll give the Son of Libra a little longer. Then... I'm going to drop you two off on the worst planet I can find and head back home.
We may already be on the worst planet you can find. Look at this place. Why are we out in the middle of nowhere?
Because this is where the T-Squared said the Son of Lieber would be landing when he gets here.
Dar. Dar, are you there?
I think your Grand Leader is trying to reach you.
I'm here. I wasn't expecting you to call.
Why wouldn't you expect me to call? I haven't heard from you for a while now. I expect to be kept in the loop every step of the way.
But there was nothing to report.
So, where are you?
We are in this planet's present, waiting for the Son of Lieber to get here, and when he does...
You mean if he does. We have no way of knowing when he'll be here. He could have taken a time turn while we headed straight to the present. I tried to warn you not to do this.
Warn me? You told me I should do it.
Don't try to blame me for your incompetence.
It was your mistake.
You said it would be good to get here ahead of Orb and be waiting for him when he gets here.
No, you said that.
They've been going at each other for a while now.
Stop. I called to tell you two things. My ship is being made ready as we speak, and I will be heading your way very quickly. I hope I don't have to clean up your mess when I get there. If you don't have Orb by the time I get there, you will both be sent to the Sphere.
Ooh, the Sphere. Remember when you sent me there, Father? I think you'd better make friends with Mr. Dar here. You'll need a friend in the Sphere.
Never! You said you wanted to tell us two things. What was the second one?
I just got some inside information that we may need to be on the lookout for some very special pieces of technology. If we can secure them, catching Orb and Neela may no longer be necessary.
What are they?
Two molded figurines. Lieber made them to look like Neela and Orb, but they are actually highly developed technology which he was obviously planning to use against us.
Then ask Timbus to get them for you.
She sold them.
What?
They've probably been on the galaxy's black market for a while now. While I'm headed your way, I'll be talking to some of the traders who've worked with me before. They may know who has them.
Then what?
Then I'll do anything to get them. By the way, how are you all feeling?
Why?
Oh, Lieber told me that the effects of going to the past and then returning to the future are unpredictable. I just wanted to make sure you're all right.
Of course we're all right. Lieber may be brilliant, but he's also crazy and paranoid.
That wouldn't have anything to do with being put in the Sphere now, would it?
No one asked you.
Anyway, I'm hoping you'll still be there when I get there. Time travel effects may take a while to kick in. If you're still around, I'll see you when I get there. And if Orb gets there first, hang on to him this time, will you?
As you can see, things were coming to a head. My chess opponent in this complicated case, the Grand Leader of the Metsis, was about to join all the other pieces on the game board.
No one could have predicted what was about to happen next. Orb and his two passengers, followed by Neela, Tolip, and myself, along with Junior and the Wise One, and the Grand Leader of the Metsis. All of us were headed for the time and place where Dar, Rafe, and Radir were waiting. Somewhere outside of Roswell, New Mexico, 1947.
And those of us who had been to the past and back again had no idea how the T-Squared would soon affect us.
Boss?
What, Grodd?
I'm gonna ask him.
Ask him what?
Yeah, ask me what?
You know this package, the one we sold you.
Sold? He stole it!
Yeah, the one you stole.
What about it?
Did you know one of these things looks like you?
Yes, and the other one looks like my sister. My father made them for us.
He must be pretty smart. This is fancy technology.
He is.
Is that why you stole it?
No, I had no idea what was in that package. I was just trying to get away from you two. But I don't want the package now either. It just brings up some very bad memories. Memories I've been trying to run away from.
Then why don't you just take us back to our ship and let us sell this to the guy who wants it?
I will, I promise. But right now I've got to make one more stop in this planet's present. Be patient.
Patience is not something you got much of, is it, boss?
Shut up, Grud, and hold on to that package.
Look who's talking. I've seen you looking at googly-eyed women.
Wow. Googly-eyed women, that's hot. Okay.
This episode of Roswell, BC is entitled The Plans and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, Tony Souza as Tolop, Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan, Robin Haynes as Orb, Michael Sweeney as Robert Goddard, Scott Phillips as Boss, Austin Beach as Grud, Mike Jansen as Gustav, Zach Anderson as Junior, Samantha Thorsted as the Wise One, Curtis Michaels as Rafe and Radir, and Boyd Barrett as Dar. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Reliquwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.